as Hashem, we can we'll continue next week as well, as Hashem, because I would like to finish. You know, once we did it already, might as well finish it. So it'll either be next week, will probably be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. This is July 4th weekend or whatever. There's a lot of weddings on Monday, so Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and if need be, a little bit to the following, and then by then we should finish. And then there'll be Chazar. I'll give out the Chazar questions, and then whenever you want, at your leisure, you could take a Bechina, and you know, you get your count for the smicha credits, and I'll be Bez Hashem around. So whenever you want, you come to me, and I'll give it to you, and you can take it at your. And the key is that we should chazer to know it the best we can, because I think even though it's a short amount of time, but we could really accomplish a lot of things, and basically cover all the major inyanim. I'm seeing the makoros in a good way. Okay, today I'd like to finish up inyanei harchakas. Okay. I divided the topics that we have left in four categories. The first category I call histaklus b'mkomos hamchutzim. That the Shulchan Aruch discusses that even though we know that yichud is mutter b'ishto nida, and histaklus is mutter b'ishto nida, but parts of the body that are normally covered, so those parts of the body the Shulchan Aruch brings down are also to look at during Yimei Nidasa. And we have to discuss what the gedarim of that are, and how does say hair, is that included in that isser? Is that considered something that's makoma samchusim, or is that not considered makoma samchusim, etc.? So where does this come from? The Gemara Nedarim and Daf and Aleph says, Rabbi Acha ber Rabbi Yoshia Omer, Kolot Sofa benoshim, Sofa boli de avera. Anyone who looks at women is going to eventually sin. Chol hamistakel beikva shel isha, havilon bonim she'ena muhuganim. That a person looks at the heel of a woman will have bonim she'ena muhuganim. So this is like an mili dagarta. You know, it's just like a musar word. You know, you shouldn't look at the akev of a woman, and if you do, you'll have bonim she'ena muhuganim. Amar Rav Yosef uvi ishto nida. So Rav Yosef says it's referring to ishto nida, that the person looks at the okev, at the heel of ishto nida, he will have banim she'enem huganim. So even though it sounds like just like a mile dagarta, a mile de musar, things like that, but we'll see that it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch that you can't look at the akva shel, the akev of the isha. And Rav Yossi says, ishto nida. So, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, ikva de katani b'mokam hatinofus, shum chuvan keneged ha'akev. That akev doesn't mean the heel. Yeah, it means the part of the body which is parallel to the, which is keneged the akev, which is meaning the makom erva of the isha. That's what it's referring to. So the simple pshat in the Gemara is that the Gemara started off saying that you can't look at the akev of an isha, and then the Gemara says it doesn't mean just tam an isha, it means ishto nida. And then the Gemara says, it really doesn't mean Akev, it means the Mokom Erva. So the simple pshat in this Gemara is that the Gemara is telling us that when the Ishto is Nida, so it's also to look at the Makom Erva, which is Mechuban Keneged the Akev. And that's the whole Isser. Or it doesn't even sound that it's, you know, a strict Isser. It's something that we advise, it's not advisable. It will bring Banim Sheinim Huganim, but that seemingly is all that is being stated in this Gemara. Oh. So the Ravid in the Balei HaNefesh and the Shara Prisha, has two ways of explaining this Gemara. Right, the simple way of explaining the Gemara is that the way we just explained it. The Gemara says Isha, and then the Gemara explains Isha means Isha Nida. The Gemara says Ekev. Ekev doesn't mean Ekev, it means Mechuban Kenegra Ekev, meaning also Mokom, meaning the Mokom Erva. So if you look two lines from the bottom, where I put the arrow a little bit higher where the Gemara begins, but two lines from the bottom, the Ravid says, Yesh Mefarshim, the Hadere Shlokish, Ad Rav Yosef, Itmar Ulakula Ka'amar. Da Filu Bi Ishto Nida Lo Ma'anesh Bebanim Sheinu Mugonim El Mokam Atinofis. In other words, that's the way we learned the Gemara. That's the simple way of learning the Gemara. That the last statement of Reish Lakish is coming to qualify what Rav Yosef says, that when Rav Yosef says Ishto Nida, he mean, and Ekev means Stavka, that Mokom Yuchad. But any other place, according to this pshat, there wouldn't be any Isser in looking at any other place in the woman's body, even if it's something that's normally a Mokom HaMechusa. It would only be in that specific place, in the Mokom HaErva, and nothing else. However, Yesh Mefarshim, but then he quotes another pshat. The Hadereish Lakish Milsa Ba'ape Nafshahi. Then when Reish Lakish is saying his statement of Oso Mokom, of Mokom Tinofas, Mokom Erva, he's not coming to qualify the statement of above. Ul Perushim Milsa Nami Osa, Milsa Rav Yosef Luchud Ul Reish Lakish Luchud. That Rav Yosef and Reish Lakish are making two parallel statements, both true on their own right, not one trying to qualify the other. And what is that? What are the two statements? The Rav Yosef beikva mamish who v'ishto nida kaminin behedya. That Rav Yosef's statement is talking about the ekev, and it's talking about ishto nida. The Hadar Reish Lakish afilu beishto she'ena nida. And Reish Lakish's statement is about Sam, his wife, who's not a nida. And my ikva mokam atinofus. Rav Yosef, Rav Shlokish lo pligi bi ikra de milsa, el pirusha de brisa. The mar mukim lo bi ikva mamish. In other words, this brisa that says you're going to have banimu she'enim huganim for doing something wrong, what's that wrong thing? And they both agree to each other that both these things are wrong. The question is, what's the brisa talking about? So what are the two halachas being stated? One is that be'ishto nida, you can't look at her akev. Right? And then, another din is that your wife, even when she's not a nida, you can't look at the mokom atinofus. So, of course, this way is a chumrah, this prat. In other words, the first way of learning the Gemara was a kula that comes out according to the first way, that when regular Isha that's not a Nida, then there are not necessarily any restrictions of where you can look. And even Ishto Nida, it's only the Mokom Erva, not Ekev, not anything else, but Dafki Mokom Erva. So the first shot, the way we learned Kipshuto, that's, you know, very Mekel. This way is saying there are two independent statements two independent halachas being articulated in the Gemara, namely the state, the halacha of Ishto Nida not to look at the Ekev, and then Ishto She'ena Nida not to look the Oso Mokum. So the Ravid says, so who do we paskin like? Which the Pshatim? He says, Anan Leislan Lachrui Baha Milsa. You're not going to have Achra. The Ma'asa Shemaim Hu. What does it mean, Ma'asa Shemaim Hu? Meaning, that's up for, in other words, it's not Nafkamina for us. What's shot in the Braisa? Which one will cause the Banim Sheinim Huganim? So that's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to decide which one. It's not Kamina for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which of improper action will cause the banim sheinu mugonim? However, that's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to decide. But for us, miu midei isur lo nafik, menaktinen ketravayu luchumra. Right? That in other words, we assume luchumra. So therefore, like the second shot, that osu listakel be'ekev ishto nida. That there's an issa to look at the heel of the ishto nida. Umena ekev nilmad l'chol. Oh, and now the key line is umena ekev nilmad l'chol mokam amuchusa shaba. That in other words, once we say there's a din of ekev of ishto nida, so ekev is not only the ekev, but that's one example of mokam shemuchusa ba, and therefore any mokam amuchusa ba is included in this issa by ishto nida. Shema yovel lidei hergel. And then the second iser is also listakel ba b'mokam matzinofes aval pi she'ena nida. And then ishto she'ena nida, there's a separate iser of mokam matzinofes. And I think Rav Avadya writes in his sefer in the Taras Habayis that, I don't know if I put it in, but the pashut pshat in histaklus means to mamish stare. If a person happened to see any of these things, but he's not really, staring and, concentrating on it just casually, that's not necessarily included in this issa. Again, whatever a person, especially by ishto nida, if a person feels that that's going to cause hergel, even if it's not his tachlus, then of course he should be moneah from that as well. For the equal may manami the lopligi and amar mokim bom hachi amar mokim hachi with travai sphere like a hadadi. In other words, there's no real machlokas here. And there's no real machlokas. And it's just a question of what's shot in the braisa. And that's how the Ravid says lemaskana. So hence, the second reading of the Gemara, which we... See, at least I felt it was not the simple reading of the Gemara, right? The simple reading of the Gemara is that it's a progression, and therefore at the end it comes out it's only Ishto Nida and only Makom Matzinofes, which is the Pashut Pshat in the Gemara. The second pshat is that they're saying independent statements, and therefore both statements are accepted. Lehalacha, to me, is not the Pashut Pshat, but that's what the Ravid says we should be choshesh for, and therefore hence comes out this Isser of Ekev by Ishto Nida, which means not only Ekev, but that's just a mamatzinu for all Mekomas HaMechusim, that it would be Osir, and so says the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis, on page 3. Rabbi Achi, Bar Yoshia, Omer, Kol HaTzofa Benoshim Sof Voli De Avera, וכל המסתכל בעקבה של אישה הווה לו בונים שאינו מהוגונים אמר ויוסי ואישתו נידה ומהעקב נלמד לכל מוקם מחוסה שבו שם היובו לידי הרגל. Right, he's quoting the Ravid that we just saw. Yeah. Right, again, in terms of his stockless, well, right. Still, it's something that some type of sneeze type of thing. But again, it probably means real his, you know, his stockless. Okay. Okay. So the Rambam, when he talks about these halachas, page 5 in Isurei Bia, Parakof Aleph, basically, in Halacha Dalad. Halacha Dalad, basically, Rambam has all his halachas of Harchakas, basically, in one halacha. He says, Mutar la'adam l'ha... That's not true. There's more, but because the one's about Mezikas is host, but he says, Mutar la'adam l'habit b'ishto k'shihi nida, v'afal pi shihi erva, v'afal pi sheish lo hanas lev mimena, v'riya ho'el v'hi muteris lo'achar zman, ain't above mizel l'dvar mikshol. Right. In other words, one could look at his wife and get pleasure from looking at her, again, with, right, because he's mutter to her afterwards. Aval lo yitzch. The basic rules of the Rambam is lo yitzchok v'lo yakel rosho ima shem yargil laveira. That there shouldn't be kalus rosh between the two of them, because that can come lidei aveira. So in this Rambam, the Ravid writes kasav Ravid aval lo b'mokam hester shalom. So the Ravid says, and lav davka that the Rambam disagrees with this, the Rambam should have added in one provision that even though it's mutar listakel the ishtok shehinida, but not the mokom mekoma samachusim. Well, if we want to put this Ravid together with the Ravid in the Balei Nefesh, which are the same person, then, you know, that would be the Pasha, you know. Now, the Magen Mishnah tries to explain, so what is, how did the Rambam learn? Why didn't the Rambam bring this down? So, the last four lines of the Magen Mishnah, he says, "Medarim lo iskira el mocham atinofis, lo hutzrach rabbein levaya yisuro, kerkosel lo yischof lo yakel imam, kol shekin stakus bosu mocham." In other words, it could be that the Rambam would hold that the Gemara kipshutum, perhaps, and therefore that would be, and Gemara kipshutum means only also mocham, and that would be nichlal already in lo yischof lo yakel rosh imam. But meizat tam sheyia, you know, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch as if you take a quick look in the Shulchan Aruch, page 31. So the Mechaber writes in Siv Zayin Kuf Tzadi Hey, v'yistakel afilu ba'keva v'lo b'komus hamchusim shebo. So the way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch is like the, you know, the Chumradik way. But the Ramor writes, based on the Rambam, Ava mutar listakel bo b'mekomas agluyim, aval pi shenene b'riyosa. But he can look at the mekomas agluyim, even though he's getting hana from the riya. Okay. Now, there are a couple of discussions that the poskim have on this issue. One is the famous Tshuvas Noda B'Yehuda, where the Noda B'Yehuda discusses, normally it's brought down that when a woman goes to the mikveh, there's a mikveh lady there watching to make sure that she totally immersed herself, and there's no chatzitzas, etc. So the Noda Behuda has a tshuva where he discusses, take a look on page 7, Siman Kuf Chav Beis, Im yuchol habaal lamor al ishto b'shas tfilosa ulesayeh lo b'mokam she'ein acher. Could the husband be there, be the supervisor, as he says, Mechtavu kibalti al das asher nishol b'ish v'isha hadar mikfar b'ein hanokrim, that men and women are living in a village amongst goyim, ain't sham Yehudi or Yehudis, zulas hazug, and they're the only Jews. Levadam fil mesharesis elahem. Nishal malosu mehem sheisha tovelas im bayla yochol amar alev liros shetitbol kdei shetekulo tachas hamayim. Tam im yuchol abal azor la litmoch biyodav dochvo tachas hamayim. Al yidei sheyadich yodav tchila. In other words, could he help her into the mikvah also? So there are two issues that he has. In other words, he's going to be the one who's going to be with her. And one is this Isser of Histaklus v'mokom hamkusim, which clearly she's unclothed now, so she's going to go into the mikvah. So that's one issue of Histaklus v'mokom hamkusim. And the other issue is mamish in the case of Nagia. Because here is mamish Nagia. Here he's the question is, could he even touch her? Because here the case of the Noda Behuda is the husband wanted to, escort the wife physically, into the mikvah. So these are two isurim normally. Normally there's the isur of Nagia, which we discussed the machlokas Beis Yosef and the Shach. Like the Beis Yosef learned that it's a real, a real Abizrayud Segila Arayas, and the Shach thought not. The Shach thought that it's only a Harchoka Midrabonon, but Midaraisa, it's not also because it's not Derechiba, right? That was the machlokas that we had between the Beis Yosef and the Shach. So are there any dispensations in this situation or not? That was the question that was asked of the Noda Behuda. So before we see the truth of the Noda Behuda inside, take a look in the Taz in Kuf Tzadi Hei. The Taz says, Vevi Rashal, Hago Achas, Zela Shonon, Grab Lagabe Tvi Lotzrich Lahasir. There's a whole discussion, Hilchas Katzitza, about scabs and things like that, or different things on the body, when do you have to remove them and when you don't have to remove them. What's called a Katzitza or not? So this grav, he says that you really have to remove it. Apal pi shekoev laharbe, even though it's going to hurt to remove it, it has to be removed. Ishto shel marak, haisa Srichel lamud lefonav aruma sheyeroa shelohaya grav aleh shelohaya matin lo shehaisa masira shehaisa nara hayakoyv lo. Whoever this person was, he was married to a very young girl, and he didn't really trust that she was going to take off this grav, this tzitzit, because it was very painful. So he insisted to see that it was off. Okay, and chen osa hasar mikutzi liishto. Okay, so, but the point that we see in this Taz is that there were these gedolim that saw makomas hamchusim in their wives when they were going to the mikvah. Oh. So now let's get to them to see what the Noda Behuda said on this this inyan. So he says like this. first word on the line is Shehasafik, in the first paragraph of the tshuva. The line begins Shehasafik. Shehasafik hu mishum istaklus b'ishto nida ruma, hu mishum nigiyasoba. Right? The cause of the shaila is a question of nigiya and istaklus. Umaloso hore leheter. And the shoel, who was a Morat Tzedek on his own right, Moreinu Rav Yuzel, Morat Tzedek, Dal Kalkoda Shayitz, who was a posek in his own right, but the Rav Yehuda was the Gadol HaDor. So he was asking his opinion. So the Shoel had his opinion, and he thought, Morah Halot Lehete, Mitam Kevin Shu Osek, Biske Tzvilan, Kein Huba Atsu Machazel Latara Minida, Lo Yikashalba. Whereas this is a off take from the Gemara Psachim. The Gemara Psachim discusses that you're not allowed to own chametz on Pesach. It's Bal Yirah. But then there's another issue, you don't even touch the chametz because we're afraid you're gonna eat it if you come to touch it, right? You shouldn't pick up chametz, even if it's not your chametz. And even if you're not mechavin to be zocher, you shouldn't pick up chametz on Pesach because Shema Yovel Lo'achlo. So Gemara says, yeah, but what if you have to burn it? So, can you pick it up? Maybe you have to take a blowtorch from afar. So the Gemara says, no, you could pick it up then, because if you're picking it up al manas to burn, so obviously there's not going to be a chashash Shema Yovel Lo'achlo because you're in the process of destroying it. So since you're in the process of destroying it, there's no chashash Shema Yovel Lo'achlo. That's what the Gemara says in Pesachim. So based on that statement from the Gemara Pesachim, the Shoel says the same thing over here. Here they're involved in the process of getting her tahor, so we're not afraid that he's going to come to bebohel her benidusa, because they're in the process of the tahara. And since they're in the process of the tahara, so therefore, all these isurim of negiya and histaklus, which are both isurim, about which are pashas both harchokas derabbanan, shema yovo lehergel ima, and if but here the same svara, just like the Gemara says in Pesachim that if you're mechazer lov lasorfo, so certainly you're not going to eat it. So if you're mechazer latara, certainly you're not going to boel anida. The name of dvar histaklus becomes a mechushim shema. Leis dein tzarech b'shash. Right? That's also a phrase from the Gemara in Brachas. Right? Where the Gemara says, by a certain bread, you don't have to salt it. You see, no means we can paskin without hesitation. And in terms of seeing the Mekomos of Mechusim, so that already we know from the Taz, that the Shnei Gdol Le'ador, Marik V'Sar Mikutzi, it's written as Hosea Lamad of Neim Arumos Liros Imei Mehem Grav Kumosh Kosev Ataz B'Sim Akuf Tzari Ches Kumosh Hevi Malos of Asma Divrei Ataz Im Kein Mi Yifach Begaze Umay Sarat. Oh, so in other words, the histaklus is more cow, because first of all we have a precedent that in the Taz that it was done by Gedolei Yisrael, did histaklus in that situation. So that, he says, without hesitation, we can be matir. But negiyah ba, that's already not as pashut. Because, first of all, we have negiyah by definition is always going to be more chomer, and we have the Beis Yosef's opinion to deal with. And the Beis Yosef was very machmir when it comes to negiyah, right? Beis Yosef claimed when it comes to negiyah, that could be Abizrayu negiyah arayas, right? That was the whole thing that he said that was the Ramban l'shitaso, but according to the Rambam, it would be iser even the kol l'shiyesh bo sakana. So the Beis Yosef didn't want to be matir a husband to touch his wife, even the mokum sakana, according to the Rambam. So here, to go to the mikveh is not a sakana. So that's going to be a little bit harder. Omnam. But hanegiyah beishto beis hatfila tzricha iyuna. That we can't just matter right off the cuff. Dinei odasa beis Yosef v'simukuf tzadihei
Shimbala Rofe, Nain Rofe is Ulosov, Yeshkan Sakona, Filhochi, Lodasa Rambam, Negia Hidaraisa, Yeshkan Abizra, the Gulai Rais, Fasar Afil, Mokam Sakona.
Im Kain, Sove Habais Yosef, Lodasa Rambam, Negia Mitan Asma, who is Daraisa. So that's already. Again, if we hold like the Shach, it's much easier. Pashas, we thought when we were learning the Zinyanim that the Shach was right. But he still doesn't want to dismiss the Beis Yosef. In Kain ein chilek ben hu tzorich tefila o lo. Shari ein tam anagia mishum shema yovo ola el anagia mitzan atzma kreva. And furthermore, that itself is an isser of lo sikrivu. Even though you could say that lo sikrivu is an isser ba'atzmo, but it's only isser ba'atzmo b'toras yag. Okay, and therefore maybe, but he wants to say, no, it's an isser ba'atzmo, so therefore maybe you can't use the svara, since he's in the process of imitayah, then, you see, if you say that the krav is an isser siag, then maybe you could say that the same svara, he's in the process of imitayah, so then that isser lav shouldn't apply either. But if you're saying it's time the love of Lo Sikrivu, so then what's the heta? What's the heta to touch her, to help her into the mikvah? Okay, in Kolzban, Shalo also ha-me'amayim, Yisru zechal min ha-Torah. Omrim ha-Shach, Simukuf Tzari Hei, Simukot Nchav, Shadi Narga b'divrei ha-Beis Yosef, even though the Shach, threw an accent to it, right? Because the Gamal Ramah, like Yisru Torah, Shal also derechiba, via v'taiva, and the minig is like the shach. So if it's an issa derabbanan, then it's clearly that shema yovel lidei hergel dover kederech osu shar mekomus uveze yesh lachor nismoch vazel asvarah shu atzmo mechazel latara. So now we can clear within the shach. Maybe we could use the same svara. That he's mechazer latara, so he's not going to be bala. There's Shamru Bechametz, who atzmo mechazer lav sarfo, mechal ka'achil minei, bitmiya, aval arayis nafsho shal odom machmadosom v'chayshina. But you see, you can't necessarily bring a raya from yodels, from chametz to arayis. In other words, the taiva that someone has for arayis is greater than the taiva that he has just to eat a piece of cake. So just because we have that svara over there by chametz, so who says we can use the svara over here by arayis? Yavur b'zodim hey mash b'shach v'hi chola sh'asu l'bal. And we see that where the halacha is, if a woman's a chola, but and the husband's a bari sh'asu l'bal l'shamsha mitam shachishi. Right, the Truma Sadeshin made the distinction between which one is sick, right? Shachashini sheiskabi Yisrael lovi faisena. In kein ma moel mashu atzmo mechazel atara. Zem moel zelo chashini l'shikcha. Aval ein moel l'zadon. In other words, he says, and that's svara about, you see, arayis, a person knows it's wrong, but the taiv is so great, he does it, beveis it. So it was arayis, you have a chashash, that the person's going to do it b'mezid because of the taiva. By chametz, we're not worried about mezid so much. We're worried about if you put it in your hand, you might forget it's Pesach. So therefore, we say, since mechazer olav l'sarfo, you're not going to forget. So obviously, you didn't forget it's Pesach, so it's not a problem. So who says that l'chora, that whole svara, could have. First of all, he says with the svara of taiva, the taiva of the arayis is greater than the taiva of the piece of cake. That's number one. And number two, the whole svara is that by chametz that we're chashin and l'shikcha, that he might come to put in his hand and if he gets a present, then eat it. So the svara says that chazer of l'sarfo, there's no shikcha. But the chashash by eishes by arayis is not shikcha. It's that it's the tithe is going to be so great that he's going to do it b'mezit. And he knows it's wrong, but he can't control his tithe. And that's what we're choshish for. So if that's what we're choshish for, then maybe that whole Gemara and Tzachim should not apply here. Maybe a shach because Zayin Chi may be a Raman, Yem Mishmatir, etc. But he says, Omna midivrei asar mikutzi barik shehemidu lufneim nishusem arumos arei osu lestakam mkomsom kutzim bo kein echi stakam ugdom alo vada shosom kol svarzu. He says, but al korcha, these gedolim that saw their wives before they went into the mikvah, so al korcha, so what was the heter? They were mkomos mkutzim. So he said that it must be that these gedolim held that svara from the Gemara Pesachim applies over here as well. That just like the Gemara says, if you mechazir l'sarfa, you're not going to come to eat it. So if you mechazir l'tara, you're not going to be ba'aleha. That's one possibility. Then he wants to suggest another possibility, what these gedolim held. What's that? Second arrow. Om yesh litchos, ki ulai gedolim alol savi gedas harava magid. Perkov Al. Maybe they held like the Magid Mishnah we just saw that learns pshat in the Rambam that maybe the first pshat in the Gemara is true that the Isser of Mokam Mechusim is only the Mokam Erva, and that they weren't looking at. They were just looking at the scab on her back, so they weren't looking at the Mokam Erva. So Mamela, that's why they were Mekel, but not because of that the svar of the Gemara Pesachim applies over here. And that's why they were able to watch the chatzitzes b'ishtonida. But b'shar mekomos amchusim shabo lo osu klal b'ishtonida. Kach loch piro gedolim halal b'zeh. So in other words, maybe these gedolim were so mech like the pasuk shot in the Gemara. Aval anagiyah b'psara osu midin ha-Talmud. Bevadai, ulai afilu l'tzorach tefil osu, shachashin ishram b'yisrael l'shaitel. But how do we give a heter for touching? In other words, so that's going to only help. In other words, those gedolim did histaklus, so that we could say they were relying on the opinion that histaklus is only b'mokam ha-tinofis and not the whole body. But Nagia, what's Hetzer for that? Yeah. Well, I feel the Turk to be lost, sir. Shachashin ish Gabi Yisrael. Yep. So then he wants to say at the end of the tshuva, you know, it's not so easy to be matir, but here it's a question of, it'll take 2 seconds for her to go into mikvah. So in other words, he has a great taiva, but he can wait for 2 seconds. So since it's such a short amount of time, the Noda Beudis feels that if there's no other way for her to get into, you know, to the, say they're going at late night by an ocean or something like that, and she needs the husband to be there or to hold her something till she and that's the only way. So since it's imminent, it's, right, the tar is imminent, so in such a short time he thinks you can rely to be mako. There was but certainly, you know, only in that situation was the Noda Behuda willing to be mako. With that, in other words, but see if that maybe the svar in the Gemara Pesachim does apply, maybe it doesn't. He was noted to say it doesn't apply, does not apply. But the Iker svar he says at the end is that even though there's a chashash, and the chashash is even b'mezid, but you're only going to do it b'mezid if the other alternative is you're going to have to wait a long time. So then, if the Yetzer is great, so he's going to rather be ball out now than to have to wait. But if it's not a question of waiting a long time, it's chick-chock, and so the Yetzirah, even though Yetzirah is great, but it's not that great that he can't wait for 2 minutes. Mordechai?
That's still a
Right. In other words, according to Beis Yosef, they really, you know, right. Right. This pilpul, this discussion is only once you hold like the shach. But if you hold like the Beis Yosef, there's no way out. If you hold like the shach, he still wasn't sure. And he comes up with this far. Sorry? No, but if you hold that the touching is a real issur d'oraisa and it's a bizrayu degila arayas, so it's so you can. I mean, one could have said maybe. Question is, could you say a svara even within the Beis Yosef, or is the Beis Yosef not negotiable? Lagabe this. Is it possible to say even with the Beis Yosef that it's lo sikrivu, but it's a siag to this, and therefore it wouldn't be a bizrayu if it's gonna, if there's no chashash that it's gonna really lead to the bia? Even Beis Yosef would agree with Dasa Rambam, maybe, but that would be, you know, would be hard to say. But I'm not dismissing it as a possibility. Yeah, so when we learn Hilchas Chatzitza, we'll see what the halacha is like there. No, it's not really ages. It's not a question of ages. It's a question, I mean, it's brought down in the postgame, this idea of having someone watch. The question is to how, you know, what degrees do we require that? Simon? Meaning what? No, I don't think so. He just means to say that there are no Jews around. I don't think he would say rather. I don't think so. Okay. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Igros Moshe on page 9, Yerodei Chelek Bei Simenayin Hei, about the status of hair. It says, once we have this chumra that we don't look in Mekomos HaMechusim, She'ishto Nida, so is the woman's hair considered Mekom HaMechusim. He says, first he starts with Kol Ishto Nida, Mutal Shmok Shem Zaberes, So you think it's more kal than mechomos hamechusim? Why? The anoshim she'ein machmiras lasos kikimchis. My kimchis was the one who always covered her hair, even in the house. But most women, when people are not around and they're alone in the house with their husband, will uncover their hair. They'll go to sleep. They won't have their hair covered while they're asleep. So Noshim Shein Machmiris Lasos Kikimchis Al Kifi Chiyuva Shebevesak Shalekasham Insi Achrine that Eina Mechases Eoseha Shabal Ragil Behutamid Hutam Gadol Shein Losar Lov. So Mamela, by the fact that she uncovers her hair when she's in the house, when no one else is there, so that's enough that it's not considered mekomos hamechusim legabe this halacha. Ein lesser lagoshon is etc. Kamas v'kusim shalosu l'balasa rak v'kos v'kusim afu besa. Looking further in the paragraph, first word on the line is who, on the left side, who rak v'kamas v'kusim afu besa. That makomas v'kusim means the makomas that she keeps v'kusim even at home, when she's alone with her husband. I'm can give us your little body. Lo mustabe cloud ye hakavano comes some kusim shochas bashuk, the inch yachrini. Ashtov lachme boven tov shonkin, then machme mashuba. Okay, you can be machme, but Mikir Adin, he feels that the woman doesn't have to make sure that when she's a nida, that her hair is always covered in front of her husband. Because since it's makomas magulim, when they're normally together and no one else is in the house, so that's enough.
Let's say even when they're alone in the house, she's very naughty, always have her hair covered, except
that. Right, but in other words, she'll go to sleep.
She still feels fresh. She still feels, even if it's just her and her husband.
Right, when she goes to sleep, she doesn't cover her hair.
She doesn't cover her hair. Right.
So I think Meikir Adin, he would matter that also. Yeah. Okay, so that's the discussion of Mekomas HaMechusim. That was number one on today's list. Number two is Mezigas HaKos. So the Gemara Ksubis on page 10 on Samach Aleph Amar Aleph. Famous Gemara, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Chananya, Amar Rav Huna, Kol Melachos Sha'isha Osa Labayla, Nida Osa Labayla. Chutz Mi Mezigas HaKos, Tatsas Hamita, V'Achartzas Panav Yod V'Raglav. That any way we discussed the Mishnah Ksubas, so all the Melachos that a woman normally performs for the husband, she breaks the bread, and she grinds, and she this, so all those things she could do, except for three things. Mezigas HaKos, Hatsas Hamita, Hachatzas Panav Yad V'Raglav. That pouring the cup, making the bed, and washing him. And the Gemara says, Hatsas Hamita, Amaravala, Amaran El Befanav. Aval Shalom Befanav Leislamba. That's only, Hatsas Hamita is only Osir to do it in front of him. Mzigas Hakos, Shmuel Machalfale Divisu Biyad de Smola. That Shmuel's wife, she would pour with her left hand. She would do a shinui. Abaye's wife, manchale apuma de kuva. So she wouldn't put the cup of wine in front of him. She would put it in some other, on the mouth of the chair or something like that. Rava Besadia, Rava Papa Sharshifa, meaning they would all put the cup, their wives wouldn't put it in front of them, wouldn't pour the wine and put it in front of them on the table like normal. The normal way is to pour the wine and put it in front of the table. Here, so one would put it on the chair, one put it on the bench, one would put it on the... Oh. Okay. So now there's a lot of discussions here of... Now, question number one. Is this a din only in Mezigas HaKos? It was Mezigas HaKos means... At this point, it means to pour the cup and then serve it to him. Right? Pour the cup of wine and serve it to him. So what about anything else? What about pouring the bowl of soup and giving him the soup? Is that also considered like Mezigas HaKos or not? So, oh, So this is a discussion in the poskim. The Ritva, it's an important Ritva on page 11 from this Gemara. Ritva writes, "How the osu mezigas akotz? Yesh omim shelo gozu ela mezigas shudover hamevi lidei hergel avera." Right, this goes back to the original shiur we had in Hoshata, right? Because we saw that the Sefer Yireim said that, and the Rambam also, that it's only a din, that the way they used to do it is pour it and she would hand it to him. So it's only a din by the coast, but anything else is mutter. And the others say that you can't... There was this discussion right now in the Ritva is the same discussion we had by Hoshata. We already brought this Gemara in, that some say it's only by Kos, Hoshata, and some say it's by everything. That's not the same discussion that I just mentioned about the soup. The discussion that I mentioned about the soup, we'll see in a second, is not this discussion yet. Now, the one last point that... So these are two days that what the Ritva has is he learns Pshat Maziga, that you pour the cup and you hand it to your husband. So the first day in the Ritva says it's only by Yayin. Anything else you can hand directly to your husband. Right? And that's what the Sefer Yireim says. And that's what the Rambam says according to the Magen Mishnah. The second Pshat in the Ritva is that it's only Kos. It's everything. That there's an Isser Hoshata on everything. Then the third thing that the Ritva says, which I think is very important, even though the Ritva himself rejects it, but there are poskim that hold like this, and that is that Meziga does not mean to pour. Right? Meziga, what does Meziga mean throughout Shas? Throughout Shas means, Meziga means that when you have wine, so their wine was not diluted, so it's to mix the water into the wine to dilute it to make it palatable, right? That's what meziga is, right? That's throughout Shas. That's what meziga always means. So some say on page 12, Yesh Omrim, the meziga sakos asura hainu shenoseres mayim b'yayin noseres lefon of diker hergel. It's hard to mix a drink for him. Whereas she makes, not just she just goes to the wine and just pours the juice, pours something. No, that's not a labor of love to just pour something. No, it means she went ahead and she mixed things for him. She mixed the water into the wine, to make it good for him. And then she presents it to him. Oh, look, I just mixed the water and the wine for you and I made it nice. And here it is, I did something. I didn't just do a Maisa Kof Ba'alma. I was mosig the coast for you, and here it is, and that's Chiba. So that's what the Yesh Omrim says. About, on the third line, about Laharik Menakli Lekos, but just to pour? That's nothing. Mutter. That's not Mezika Sakos. Mezika Sakos is Dafka Derech of making this new concoction by pouring the water into the wine. But the Ritva doesn't like it. He says, "Ve'einu nochem." But then he says, "Mikol mochem nira, dechol hecha de'ika b'nei chabura, denech zi minayu, mutter limzo kos v'losis l'fonov, im kol zeh roi l'hachmir b'zman hazeh." That if there are b'nei chabura there, then he's willing to be makel, just as he quotes the Ra'ah, just like the did of Achila Imo is only when they're alone, so too this is also when they're alone, according to the end of the Ritva. Now this idea of that Meziga is only if you're Ma'ariv Yayin, and it's just not the Stam I'm pouring, is stated in the Hagos Maimoni on page 13. It begins on page 13. 1 second. Yeah, so he's... So he quotes the Sefer Yireim that we said already, that it's Tafka, Meziga, and Hoshata, where anything else is Mutter. Oh, so in the third line on page 14, in Argos Maimoni, says Venira, Meziga Amur Bigmara, Hainu Dafka, Meziga Bemayim. Ava maziga min hakli kimo shanu osim ein nira bezeh kiriv das kehi de mozgim lakos v'chach nodum yadayim. In other words, that's what it always means throughout Shas. Mozgim as hakos, right? V'kan mozgim lakos sheni v'kan ben shoel, right? Throughout Shas. Maziga is after that thing. It's not just pouring. If that's true, then that's a very big kula for us b'zman hazeh, because we don't really do maziga today, because our wines are already, the water's already there. We don't... Oh. So we'll have to see whether this applies only to wine. Right, yeah. So, I think the first shot in the Ritva was the, let's see, that it's a din in the coast is to, it's probably to do both, because... Right. I think he means like the Iranian said, that it means to... obviously means to pour Maziga, and then the Kiddush is that even you need the Hoshata. Right, because Maziga, you can't take away that the Maziga is the Isser, that's the Lashon, Maziga. Right, the Chiddush is that, like the Iraim said, that you need both. And if you don't have both, it's Osser. But from there, the Iraim is Medayik, that it was only as a coast that it's Osser, that anything else would be Mutter. Yeah. And that's the Iraim here. We have it here on page 15, I xeroxed it again. And I think that the first day in the Ritva is just echoing that opinion. Yeah. So the Beis Yosef from page 16. First says like this: Kosev Arashba Tors Bais Hakotzer Mezigas Hakols Bekos Shol Yain Shumargil Dvar Aveva. So I take a look. We have the Torah Sabayis Hakotzer. What daf? Page 3. right, the top arrow in the Bayis HaKotzer, Mezigas HaKos B'Kos Shal Yayin, Shu Margil Le'erva. Right? Keep your hands on page 3 and just flip back to 16. So Kos of Arashba in the Bayis Yosef, the Kos of Bayis HaKotzer, Mezigas HaKos B'Kos Shal Yayin, Shu Margil Dvar Erva. Nira Midvarav, Shekol HaMashkin B'Torim Chutz Min HaYayin. It's only a din in Yayin. In other words, the Magen Mishnah says Yayin is Aser, but Mayim is Mutter. So maybe that implies only Mayim is Mutter, but anything else is also Aser. In other words, it didn't, sort of like what we discussed once about drinking before davening, right? So the Rosh quotes from the Rav Yoh that Yayin was Aser, but Mayim was Mutter. So what does that mean? So what's everything in between? Yayin is also mashmol yayin. Then you say mayim is mutter. So there was a discussion there in the poskim. What's pshat in that Rav Yoh? If you remember when we discussed the issue of eating before davening, what's pshat in that Rav Yoh? What's pshat in the Rosh? Right? Is it a din that dafka mayim is mutter, or is anything that's not yayin? So pasha pshat in the Rosh was that whatever you have to look. Pashat in the Rosh, and you have to look up the Rav Yoh, etc. So one could mimedayik differently. They may say on Yayin, but he says, but Chutzman Yayin, v'hai diyuka adif tfei. Came to the Machi, v'ar mukuvanim in divrei Rashba. But he thinks the Pashat is that it's only a din in Yayin. Then the Beis Yosef says another chiddush. Nira, the mezigas hakol shalom b'fan of shari. In other words, even if you want to say that there's an issue of pouring wine for your husband, even if it's not like, because most poskim don't hold from this idea that it's only a din, I think that's very mistaber, that it's only, that because that's what mezigah means, you know, in all cases. It doesn't mean to pour, it means to mix. But even if you want to say whatever, not like that kula, but the Beis Yosef now tells us another kula, that shalom b'fanav, if she does it, if she pours and he's not there in the room, that's also mutter. Why? Because just like the Gemara says, hatzos mita, right, we learned the Gemara Ksubas, hatzos mita is only asur if she's making the bed in his presence. So too, he thinks it applies to this as well. I mean, hatzos mita, lebusadok Gemara. In other words, so the question is, why did the Gemara only say it by Hatzos Mita? Because that's the extra Chiddush. That Hatzos Mita is Chiba Tuva, right? Especially like those that learn that it means that she's preparing the bed, not in the morning, but she's preparing the bed at night for them to get into bed together. So that's Mamish Chiba Yisera. And yet still, the Gemara is willing to be Mekel if she does it Shalom B'Fanav. So Kal V'Chomer, these other things that are not as much as Kiriv Das, should also be Mutter Shalom B'Fanav. So that's an important kula that the Beis Yosef mentions. Then, turn back to page 3. The Rashba tells us another Chiddush in the Bayis HaKotzer. There's the Rashba, second arrow on the bottom. Shem she'osulo limzoglo asakos kach osulo limzoglo. Oh, so this is a new chiddush. That the Gemara just says she can't pour for him, right? Because that's going to arouse his love towards her, and then he'll come to be margilba. But what about for him to pour for her? So that the Gemara doesn't say that's also. So the Rashba's Mechadesh, that it's both ways. Shem she'osu lo limzog lo, kach osu lo limzog lo. Okay. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Take a look on page 32 in Shulchan Aruch. Sif Yud Gimel. Kishem shasur limzoglo, kahu also limzoglo. That's the din of the Rashba. Simple. The next part we're going to speak about soon. I'm not up to it yet. Okay. So now the famous Bach on page 17. Yeah. In other words, we only see it by the coast. Based on the Beis Yosef said before that the bed is always more chomer, and therefore he wanted to learn out the kula of what to say about that. It's not a bad. Could be. I mean, any chumrah that exists by kol should exist by mita, because mita is more chumrah, just like the Beis Yosef himself just said. Could be. So says the Bach on page 17, famous Bach. Matosi kosu v'drashas marash ostreich. And in the drashas of the marash ostreich, zeloshal shalokidin osim habali batim, shemanichim nishoseim lisak oros v'chayosim al ashuchon, Midi to have mazigas akos. Because it's not proper for a wife who's a nida to go put a plate of food in front of her husband. Whereas she has the plate of food and she presents it, so that's like mazigas akos. In other words, obviously he's learning it's not only a din and kos. So then any time she presents him with food, that's also asa. So if she would bring, she has a bowl of soup, and she brings it, puts it in front of him while at the table, so that's also asa. He says, Miu, if he mashak safdi b'shem re'im, but according to Yireim, the maziga below shata, o shalata below maziga mutter, feel below shina, hanan mikara delek ala shata shari. But, whereas by the kara, I thought what he meant is that by the kara, it wasn't both. Was he saying it's not Maziga and Hoshata? Why not? So I thought maybe he meant because she put the food on the plate Shalom Bafanov, and now she's just presenting it to him. So maybe that's not considered. Because once you say it has to be Bafanov, that means you need both things to be Bafanov. So if the food was placed into the bowl, into the plate beforehand, then it would be, and you need both, so it means both the fun of, you wouldn't have that. And then he says, "Chaim l'mashakos of Arashba, the mezigas yain b'mayin dapkoser." And according to the opinion that says that by it's only mezigas yain b'mayin dapko, v'ashar mashkemuter, and then mezigas menakli k'moshan osim shari hodin b'kara en kepeda. It was if it's dapka making something the fun of, so maybe this wouldn't apply. So the Taz, there's a Taz on this Rabbi Berger pointed out, I didn't put it in. If you have a Shulchan Aruch here, you have a Shulchan Aruch Kuf Tzadihei, or so I didn't put it in, but you'll look it up on your own. The Taz and Kuf Tzadihei Sif Cotton Gimel. Kuf Tzadihei Sif Cotton Gimel. Rabbi Berger pointed out this Taz, where he writes, he quotes the minhag of the Mara Ostreich, that all foods she can't serve. But he says that if that be the case, why does the Gemara say Chutz Mizikas Akos? Why doesn't it say any machal? L'choshev tikkun machal afonav. Okay, nira the chachavim shiur she'en kir bezera masa abdus, she'if batorach. Hashem kim zikas akos. In other words, the Taz says that the foods that she's putting b'fanav is not Maisa Chiva, it's Maisa Avdus. So that's, but the Kos is like more romantic, it's, so that's not Maisa Avdus, that's Maisa Chiva, and therefore he thinks that you can be Mako when it comes to the, when it comes to the food. It's only a din in the Kos. Okay, now there's another halacha. So Bekitzer, it comes out that there is an isser of Mezigas HaKos, and many poskim, some poskim have the cooler that it's not shaykh b'zman hazeh because we're not putting the water in. But if you don't hold from that cooler, then you have to rely on the cooler and do it shalo b'fanof. Do it shalo b'fanof. So if she wants to pour his kos, she has to do it shalo b'fanof. But the big question is, the big question is going to be the following. Take a look in Shulchan Aruch on page 32. Sif Yud Gimel. Shem Shasur Limzog Lo Kachu Osor Limzog Kachu Osor Limzog Lo. Okay, so first of all, now there's an isser for him. That's the Rashba and the Bais HaKotzer. So then the question is, so then how is he gonna pour the wine for her for Kiddush, right? And number one. And then there's another isser where we have to see. Then there's another isser of sending her a Kos of Yain. Loshna Kos al Bracha, Loshna Kos Acher. Im hu miyuchad la. Because if there's one cup that everyone's drinking from, that's not miyuchad la. But if he pours a cup specifically for her, so that Kos is miyuchad la. And if it's b'faneha, so it should be also. Avon Shosim hei me also a Kos. The Shasha'iya Basrayu Leislamba. In other words, if he drinks a cup of wine and he drinks three quarters of the kos and then he sends it to her and to drink the rest, that's not a problem because there's no din shiuri machal from him to her, it's only from her to him. And that's not miyuchadla. So it's not, but generally we're not going to do that because it's not, generally that's not what people do. That, you know, that everyone drinking from the same kos. So the question is, how do we deal with this situation of meziga? And based on the Rashba, that's even him to her, right? Number one, And how do we deal with the isser of shiluach kos? And it usually comes up by kiddush. That's when it usually comes up when he is making kiddush, and then say a lot of times afterwards he will pour a cup for her, or he'll pour many of those little cups, and he'll give it out. So how does that? How do those halachas play out? So the Gemara in Brachas and the Nala from Adala from page 18 discusses the minug that there used to be of sending the kos shel bracha to the wife. Amar of Zera, Amar of Avov, Amalei b'Masnisa, Tana, Asar Dvarim Nemru b'kos shel bracha. There are 10 things that are said about the koshal bracha. 10 halachas. Ton hadacho, shtifa. You have to wash it out. Chai, molai, iter, ituf, notul, b'shtay, yodav, notul. All these things. You have to wash out the cup. You have to do this to the cup. You have to do that to the cup. all the halachas. You have to pick it up a tefach, no saying Eben Obo. V'yesh Omrim, af mishagro b'matono la'anshei beiso. That the kosher bracha you should send when you finish drinking whatever you should send to your wife. That's a nice thing to do. There's all these things that it's nice to do with the kosher. It's proper to do with the kosher bracha. There's a din of mishagro la'anshei beiso. So the Shiltos speaks about this minhag that the Gemara talks about, that sending the Kosher Bracha to Anshei Beis. So the Shiltos says, Ami the Rav Iklo the Beis Shmuel, Shodol Beis Shmuel Kosa the Brachosa Ledvisu, the Lo Kibla. That Shmuel sent the Kosher Bracha to his wife, and she didn't accept it. Because of the berchasa. In other words, and the reason why she didn't accept it, she said because she's a nida. And if she's going to drink the kos that he sends to her, it's asiyah de hergel avera. And really, this gemara, this shiltas, is based on a gemara in Ksubas, where the gemara in Ksubas has the discussion if a woman says she's an ida and then she says she's not an ida. So she believes. So the gemara says if she can give an amasla, why she didn't, why she said she was a nida? Maybe she said she's a nida because she didn't want people to talk to her. But she really wasn't a nida. So if she gave a masla, she'd be believed. If not, she wouldn't be believed. So here, the Shulta says the same discussion that the woman says they gave her a kosher bracha, she didn't want it. So she says she's a nida. So maybe she wasn't a nida, but she just didn't, maybe she didn't want it because she doesn't like wine or whatever. But she says she was a nida. That was the way of getting out of it. So the Shulta says, if that was the way of getting out of it, of not drinking it, so you see there must be something wrong with the nida drinking the, and what's, so that's what the Shulta says, that the reason, what's wrong is that it may be lidei hergel avera. And that's what the Maseches Kala points out this issur on page 21. Right? So, Mishager kol shel bracha l'isha shalom midas baila chayev misa. So the Pashup Shat is referring to if you send a cup of wine to some other woman, not your wife, some other woman, so that's not right, because you're going to cause affection between another woman and yourself. Oh, so the Ravid in the Balei Nefesh discusses this Shiltas together with the Masechta Kala. He says like this. Hey, had the Amr Tamei Ani. Chazra, Nemra Tahor Ani. She says Tamei, and then she says Tahora. So, Lo Mehemna. Because Shavya Napshe Chaticha Disura. Right? That's the din. If you say something's also, you can't just say it's mutter. You shavya nafshe chaticha sura. But the Gemara says, "Imnosna amas ledvareha nemenas." But if she gives a matzah, she's nemenas. Hechidomi amasla ki ahi the ma'isa the Shmuel the Amra tmei ani v'had Amra Torani Amra Shmuel esmol tmei amachshav tahora Amra lei lo havas bechile hahi shaita. Rabban mina Shmuel mirava Amra lei nemenas. So what's the case? So the Shulta says, look in the next page, Rav Acha, Kosev B'Shultas, Chachi Yisda Ami Shadol Yishmuel Kasev B'Chosev Lo Kiblos. Yavaz Yasa Nida Havas
who don't slay because of the mechasa, no shasi because of the mechasa. The marmar, mshagulon shei beisa, matana, heche de hevelei shlomo, ki shasi osi de heil yalavera. Hada amralei tahorani, achtechi de ikloi lagabai, amri isha sina kema, amri loka abdali ikara, min shadi nalech de shash de at, adenu lishna de ravacha. Vayodan heche eshkechei. There was, the Shulta's gisa in that Gemara was that the issue was first she said she's Temeya and then she said Tahora was revolving around the story with her getting wine and not drinking it, saying that she's a Nida. So Shamina Mina, the Nida Asura Lemishtei Mikasa de Gabra. That you see from here that the Nida can't drink from the coast of the husband. So Yadana Maitaima. Dasam Lava Ptora Dido Hava Achla Vashaloba Fanav Hava. So, hello, Hatzaza Mita, Shadova, maybe they Hegel Avera, Fiohaki Shalobafana Mutter. He says, understand, why couldn't she drink the kos? It was Shalobafana. He sent it Shalobafana. So, Hatzaza Mita is Mutter, which is the ultimate thing that should be Asr, is Mutter Shalobafana. Nearly the Isa Lahai Milsa, but he Chai Gavne Belchudu the Isa. Kam Yachin Le Kosa Le Mishti. Whereas he thinks that if there's an Isa, it's only if he's Miyachid a Kos for her to drink. Kam Shadala Nihala Ki Hasam. In other words, that's the Isa. He's Miyachid a Kos and he sends it to her. Mishkshim Dekayoyiv Daite Ilova. Rachi Tanya Mesechus Kala Ham Mashagir Kos Shal Brachal Isha Shalomi Das Bailachai Misa. He should die to Rabbalov. Tavrachim day she hits Rabbalov. The Nida Labaila Nami Lahadamya. He says that just like there's an Issa to send the Koso Shal Yayin to another man's wife, so too your own wife if she's a Nida. For the same reasons that the Masechta Kala gives. So the Issa is what? Miyached and Meshader. That's the Issa. So the Poskim have a great discussion of, so how do you do Kiddush? How do you do Kiddush? So I'll tell you what I think the real answer to this question is, even though it's not the popular answer, and it's not the standard psak, and therefore we're not going to rely on this alone, but I'll tell you what I think the real answer to this this whole question is. Does anyone want to... Yeah. Okay. What else? What? What? Yeah. Okay, maybe. What's the issue? To send. What does it mean to send? Yeah, okay. Those are the standard. What I'm going to tell you is not the standard. But I think that's the pasha pshat in this whole sugya. And that is, when you pass something down the table, that's not called sending. That's not sending. You say... somebody passed something down. He said, he sent me the butter. He sent me the chicken. Well, when do you call sending something to somebody? When they're not there. In other words, if somebody's some other location, and I go ahead and I say, go ahead and deliver it to him, and then the person gets, oh, look, so-and-so sent me this... this thing, they're thinking about me, you know, so that arouses emotion. And that's what meshagir means. You don't say when you pass something down the table, that's not called sending. That's not meshagir. You don't use the lashon meshagir in that. That's just passing down. That's not meshagir. The pasha pshat and the shultas, and even though this is not, I'll tell you in a second who says this, and it's usually not the accepted way, and we'll look for more aces as well, but
If you ask me what the real answer to this whole discussion that the poskim have on the Kiddush is, what the Satmar Rebbe here says in this tshuva, as we're going to see in the Divrei Yoel, that the whole iser of Kol Shel Bracha, of sending, is Shelo B'faneha. She's in a different location, and now you send her the Kol Shel Bracha that you just made. Oh, she said, oh, so you feel good when somebody sends you something, that they're not there, they're thinking about you, that they go away for vacation, they send you a postcard, so, you know that type of psychology. So the classic books that you'll read in Hilchas Nida will not quote this kula, and that's why we'll be conformists and look for other heterim as well. But if you ask me what I really think the emes is in this whole discussion, so I think that this whole discussion was never said in this scenario that we have. The Satmar Rebbe has the tshuva, a very interesting tshuva. You would think this is a revolutionary leftist idea, but it's the Satmar Rebbe who's the one who has this tshuva. On page 24. So he has, listen to, he says like this. He says, "B'chasna d'dayer b'chamua." So you have a married couple, right? Like the Hasidim, they live with their, they move in with the family, right? So the guy just got married to the next door Hasidish man's daughter, and now he moved in with them. So now he's at the Shabbos table. He mutar lahoshit kosel kiddush liishto nida. So the Shulchan Aruch says that the heter, the Shulchan Aruch gives us from the same kos. In other words, he's going to make Kiddush, right? And he's going to pour the wine for her. And then he's going to send it to her. So he says there are two issues here. Number one, Isser Mzigas HaKos. That's one issue. And the Dinzel Lo Nimtza B'Shas V'Lo B'Shar Poskim Yishon V'Shabba. Now, that is found in Shas. But the Kiddush that it applies also from the husband to the wife, that's not in Shas. That was where? Whose Kiddush was that? That was the Rashba in the Bayis HaKotzer. That was the Rashba in the Bayis HaKotzer. So Nishra Poskim Mishon Shabbal also Limzog Kos Hishtonita. Raka Rashba Kosov, the Misraba Lesser, Kimoshi Yasur Limzog Lo, Kachuazan Limzog Lo. From Zeb Shaykh Hergalavair, Kimoshi Kosov Beis Yosef. Okay, so that's one thing. But then he says like this, Hinei Hashach Simen Hanal, Hevi B'Shem Hagos Maimini. Right? So we know that Hagos Maimini had the heter that the last day in the Ritva had, that the whole idea of Mezigah is what? Only mixing the water. Tada Asher Limzog Lo Hurak Mezigah Val Shota, Val Mezigah Belo Hal Shota, Al Shota Belo Mezigah Mutter, U B'Shem Arash Bekosu Dein Israel Mezigah B'Mayim. So the Shach quotes the Rashba as also saying this kula, that it stopped mixing the water. The first Kiddush the Satmar Rebbe wants to say, it's a sharp fork, we'll see if it holds water. And that is, that the whole Isser of Mezika from him to her is only the Rashba's Kiddush and the Bayis HaKotzer. So again, he's going to say a vort that's not necessarily mukrach, and I'm not sure if it's even true. We'll see. And that is that, so he says, the whole source is the Rashba, so, which is a chumra in its own right, because Medina the Gemara, it's only from heart to him. So it's only the Chiddush of the Rashba, so Memela, Ein Lanu Elo Divrei HaRashba B'Inyan Zeh, and therefore there's the same Rashba who asks from him to her is the same Rashba who says that it's only if you are of mine. So therefore, since he's doing it from him to her, so that's only also Medina the Rashba, but the Rashba also holds, even though these two Rashbas are not in Lishitasa, you could hold from one without the other, but he feels that since it's such a chumra to assume that there's a din of Maziga from him to her, Ein Lanu Ella Divrei HaRashba, that it's only with mine. So two points I want to make of this. First of all, L'chore, the two things are not connected, these two Rashbas. That's number one. So L'chore, you could have held like the Chiddush of the Rashba of the Chumra and not have to follow the Kula. I mean, because these are two separate things. To say just because we're following the Rashba, so let's follow all of what the Rashba prescribes in these halachas. That you don't have to say like that. And number two, I never found that the Rashba says this. The Shach quotes the Rashba saying this. In other words, the only sources I found that it's a din in pouring the water is that Ritva, like Rabbi Berger pointed out to me, and then I found the they pointed out the Hagos Maimoni. But I never saw that the Rashba to say that. Even though the Shach seems to quote the Rashba, it's in the packet. So I'm not, in other words, even within the Satmar Rebbe's alumnus, I'm not so sure. But it's true that the Shach does quote the Rashba. But if anyone here could find me that the Rashba actually says this thing, I would appreciate that. The Shach says it the Farish, but that on page. Is the Shach? On page 32, he says, "V'mashakotz of a Rashba, the mezigas yayim b'mayim dafka osa." See, the Rashba speaks about the chiluk between yayin and mayim, but this idea that it has to be dafka mixing, I don't know, unless I'm misunderstanding the Satma Rebbe, but take a look. That's my two tainas on this part of the Satma Rebbe. But it's still a sharp, but he was just reading the Shach. The Shach quoted the Rashba. It wasn't his fault. Probably when he wrote the Tshuva, he had a Shulchan Aruch in front of him, and the Shach quoted the Rashba, so he trusted the Shach. So it's not his fault. You have to check what's in the Shach there. And I have the new Shulchan Aruch here. We tell you exactly where the Rashba is referring to. I didn't see it there. Unless I'm missing something, I leave up to you. That's your homework assignment, to tell me if I'm making a mistake in my taina on the Satmar Rebbe here. But then the second part that he says, so that's the first Kiddush of his. But then the second part he wants to say, that Isser l'shloch l'kos yayin, and then the gamkin ain't lo zecha b'shas l'inyan nida. Right? He says, this idea of being sholeach kos yayin is not in Shas by Gabi Nida. Beis Yosef and Mimikorim is in Maseches Kala. Shagir called Shol Bracha. The only for Rashba, that's for Gabi Nida. And then he quotes the Shultos. So then he says, he discusses the Binyan Tzion's idea that Mishalach Mona should be dafka through Shliach. So he wants to take shot in the Binyan Tzion of Mishloach Manos dafka al yidei Shliach is the same idea that you get a feeling of reis more when you get something from somebody, he's not there and he's sending it to you. Mirachok means he's thinking about you even though he's not there. So okay, that's a discussion by Shloach Manos. But then he says, the last word on the line, you see where I put the arrow on page 25, go further down, last word on the line is yesh.
Fize Yeshlom, the Mishum Hachi Nachim, the Sechis Kala, Hamashagir, Kol Shal Bracha. Sein Isser El Lashagir, Zel Osher, Daito Ale, Shalom Zachron, Olav, Alkein Osher. Havach, she heal medis Lafamav. But if she's right there, Lafamav, Yeshlom Ademutu Litain Lafane Al Shulchan Kol Shal Bracha. To a Shaykh Taimish, Daito Rab Olav. Okay, Nachid Gamma Shulchan Arach, Rat Lishloach Osher. So that's what he wants to say. He wants to be matir, the man to pour the kosher kiddush and give it to his wife. He says mitam iziga yeshloma ein isu kumosh ksafti, because it's bala ishto, and it's, that's only also according to the Rashba, but the Rashba is only answering with mine. And you don't have to be within the chumra of the Rashba. You shouldn't have to be more machmir than the gidrei harashba himself. Or at least what he saw in the Shach as the Gidrei HaRashba. Umitzad Isser Nishloach Gamkein Ein Isser Ein Osser El She'en Ulfonov Moshi Befonov Leke Isser Kumoshe Fasafti. That's his Kiddush. This Kiddush is generally not, you know, none of the Chassan classes will ever mention this Shita. And most of the Sfarim don't quote it. But even, yeah. What? I don't know. I would have to ask my friends from Satmar so I don't want to, you know. So even though I think it's, yeah. No. Yeah, that was the Ravid's kasha. The Ravid had a kasha on the shultas. Why are you answering the shlich? Basically, the Satmar Rebbe is answering up the Ravid's kasha on the shultas, because the shultas had this thing about not drinking the wine that was sent to her, and the Ravid asks that shalom b'fanav, so it should be mutter, just like katzas amita. So the Satmar Rebbe says, no, over here, fakir, shalom b'fanav is more chomer. That's his chap. Yeah, no, that just means that all the mashkim are not us.
No, but he's saying it's only water.
No, only water meaning only mixing water into wine. Okay, so Lamaisa people are, you know, don't usually, even though, again, I think it's very mistaber that's what's really what the poskim are talking about. So, but many who don't rely on this, so then there are other eitzes. Vosna has here on page 27, Ruchei Nogim, the Kiddush, Limzog Yayin, Lekos Acheres, Vihilo Kechas Lasva. So one possibility is that he just pours into another coast and he doesn't send it to her. She just takes it for her, on her own. Tein the Shigur, Kevin Shakos, Bumkomo Medis. Right, in other words, the coast is right there. The coast, is right there. She's not sending her. It's an empty coast. He's just pouring into that. So Rav Osner says if the wife is right next to him and she has an empty coast, so he just pours it in, and he thinks midin shaluach, it's not shaluach, because he's not sending it. The cup was right there, and he's willing to be makel with the shitas that hold that it's dafka to put mayim into the yayin. So that's an omnam yesh lepakvim in azev. Efshad kem shokim ma'at kidei ti'im abavad in efshad mziga klal afilu im shokka ba shvich ba alma ki mziga. And then he has another svara that maybe it's only if you pour, like what we do at Kiddush, we pour, give a little bit, maybe that's not so much chiba either because it's just a little bit. So then, in other words, this first discussion is if the two of them are alone. What should he do? So those are the svaras he has, just pouring it to her. Or the Shulchan Aruch says, you know, she just drink from the coast that he drank from.
Then he says, "Kshesh acherim imahem yimzog l'kama kosos over kulam." In other words, you have those 10 little cups, so you pour, you know, into each of those 10, and then she'll take one of them. You weren't miyached any one to her. Right, because he just poured out, and she'll take, and he'll, you know, put on the table, and everyone will give out. But he wasn't miyached one to her, and that's another eitzah. Even though the Bnei HaShulchan on page 28 is machmir even on that, Kuf Samach Zayin, he says, "V'nirash afil sholeach kama kosos kol she ishto tishtel vada meichem mem osar afal pishol yichad eze mem yel ishto." Because he poured out 10 kosos because there were 10 people at the table. So that means that one of them is for her. So he was miyachid one. Just we don't know which one he was miyachid for. He thinks that's osar. But that's a bit of a chumrah. But Rav Ozzus thinks that if you pour 10 cups, so, and he himself didn't define which one is for her, so that should be okay. And then he sends it away. Another possibility is what I usually like to do at Kiddush is to pour the cups beforehand. In other words, like the Gemara says, that you don't have to, the kosher bracha is not only the cup that's in his hand, but all the wine on the table is considered the kosher bracha. So usually what we do is we pour out before Kiddush, we give out the cups, and everyone has their little amount of wine in the cups. And no one will get, you know, the wine from the actual becher except the mavar, you know, the mekadesh, and they'll all have the cups from before. And so Rabbi Berger pointed out, if you do like that, so then as long as you did it, you know, you do the whole thing shalom b'fanah beforehand, so then it wouldn't be a din of shiluach, and it wouldn't have been because you're pouring into the putting the cups out and then you on the people's plates, and then you're pouring into each one. So that's not a shiluach, and mezigah it's not either, because it's shalom b'fanah. It only becomes a problem because normally people start pouring out the cups, pouring the wine after they make kiddush, and then they start pouring, and that makes it more problematic because that's mezigah. So you still have Rav Ozna's kula, but this what Rabbi Berger said, well, based on what I like to do, solves the, as Rabbi Berger pointed out, would solve the whole issue, hey mitzad the meziga, and hey mitzad the shiluach, that it's all poured from before, and if need be, it's shalom b'faneha, so memela, it's not meziga, because shalom b'faneha, and it's not shiluach, because the cup wasn't sent to her, the cup was there, and it was poured into the cup. And this is all without relying on the Satma Rebbe's idea, which really I think is right, but it's not necessarily the Mekubal thing. So even the Rav Abadi in his Sefer has something similar to the Satma Rebbe. He also but that's not the mainstream view. Hatzas Amita is not. It's also Shalom B'fanav is Mutter. You take a look on Tosis and Ksubis on page 29. He says that it's only the Sdinim, only the sheets, because that's the Chiba. Rav Abadi thinks that Bezman is that's all Abdus anyway. Unless it's, like Rabbi Berger points out, unless it's done in a way which, you know, that is very enticing and things like that. It's brought down that we observe this din of, but it's easy to fulfill because it's only usher b'fanav. Some say it does, but some say it's only the bed at night. Then the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, on page 30. Sorry, we went over today, but I figure we'll finish this in you now. Tanya v'adavah v'nidosah z'kenim v'shonim omru shalol tikhol v'l tikhros v'lotis kashit. Sivigde Tzivonim. That the Tzkenim said, based on the Pasuk, Vadova Benidosa, that the woman should be Benidosa, meaning she should look outcast. And therefore she shouldn't put up makeup, she shouldn't put on lipstick, she shouldn't wear nice clothing. You're going to cause friction. She's not going to look presentable. So therefore, he says, he doesn't think it's right to darshan from the pasuk v'adova midosa, that the nida should be in an unkempt fashion. He doesn't think that's right. So adova midosa just means that until she goes to the mikvah, she's a nida. And so that's what's brought down in the poskim, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the poskim, in Siftes, on page 31. The koshi itiru lo liskashet bimedidusa, el kadesha lo liskada el baila. That really a woman shouldn't look nice during yimedidusa because that'll attract the husband. But the Gemara says, but that could cause something negative, so we had to be matir. But it's the koshi itiru. The koshi itiru. But I think the Baal Shulchan points out, but even that, we tiru, that means you shouldn't necessarily go overboard and wear the most fanciest clothing that she has or the fanciest jewelry that she has. But koshi hitiru, so it means she should look presentable, that she shouldn't look maguna, but that doesn't mean that that's the time that she should dress up for him in her best... best clothing and best jewelry and best things. Yeah. Yeah, I guess we assume far it should be the same. Okay, so let's just review what we discussed today. We started off with the Gemara Nedarim about Isser the Akev of the Isha, and then the Gemara says the Oso Mokom, and we have two Pshatim in the Ravid. Do we assume that that's the Maskana, that it's only Ishtam Nida the Oso Mokom, the Mokom Tinofis, or is it two separate halachas that there's an Isser, the Ishtam Nida, the Akev, which means not only Akev, but all the Mechomas Hamchusim, and a separate Isser, even Ishtam She'eno Nida, the Oso Mokom. And then we discussed, so that's the source. So the Rabbi said we should be machmir to the chumrah dikar pshat, and therefore we should aser all the makomos hamchusim. And we discussed the tshuva of the Noda Behuda. Could he be the mikvah lady for her? And we saw that the Taz has the marik, and the sarmikutsi used to be the mikvah lady for their wives. And he discusses whether the svara of the Gemara Pesachim of Mechazer Alav L'Sarfo Einabo L'Achila, so Mechazer Alav L'Tavla is Einabo, and then he discusses what about the Negiaba, maybe that also should be us according to the Beis Yosef, or maybe according to the Shachetz Mutter with the svara that it's going to happen right away. Then we discuss Meziga Sakos, whether that's only Kos. First of all, does it mean Meziga plus Hoshata, and therefore it'll come out that Hoshata, other things will be Mutter, or it's just Meziga? Does it mean other foods as well, like the Minhage Ostreich? The Taz says that no, that's Abdus, that's only in the coast. And then we discussed the opinion of the Hagos Maimini and the third day in the Ritva, that's only if you mix the water into the wine, and that's the Isser. And we said that the Beis Yosef says only Yayin, and it's only Bifonov. The Rashba says it works both ways, her to him and him to her. And that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that we saw there's a separate Isser of sending the Koshal Bracha based on the Shultos and based on the Maseches Kala. And the Ravid had the Kashub, what about, but the Shaloba for now, so it should be Mutter, just like Hatzas Hamita, which is Mochomer. And we saw the Satmar Rebbe's approach, that Dafka Shaloba Fonov is the real Isser, that's really Chomer, and he's going to be Matir, even for him to her, and it's not Meziga, he says, because the Rashba is only Chomer the Rashba, so we only have to follow the Gidriya Rashba. He quotes the Shach saying that, but I haven't found the Rashba saying it, I only found the Shach quoting the Rashba saying it, But I only found that in the Ritva and Hagos Maimini are the ones who say that it's Tafka Ma'ariv, the Mayim, the B'yayin, and then we discussed the idea of sending many kosas to the people. Rav Ozda thinks it's mutter, but Baris Shulchan is machmil. On that point, you can be makel on, and then Atzas Amita is only b'fanav, and then the idea of Bekoshi Hitiru, because really Adovim Nidasa, she should look unkempt, but yet there was a hashash that it will be maguna to him, so Bekoshi Hitiru, but that, as the post can point out, should be within in its limitations. Okay. Liz Hashem will continue tomorrow. Thank you so much.